Ted Cruz slams Joe Biden's obscene call for a humanitarian pause in Gaza, accuses admin of funding Hamas massacre. By Joshua Klein on November 2, 2023. Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz called out President Joe Biden's obscene gesture in calling for a humanitarian pause in the Israel-Hamas war, in which the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, is mounting a ground invasion of the Gaza Strip. Cruz, who is a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, accused the president of having poured hundreds of millions of dollars toward Hamas, which then massacred 1,200 Israelis and dozens of Americans. He noted Biden is pressuring Israel to stand down so Hamas can regroup. He's even pressuring Israel to send more fuel to the Gaza Strip, which Hamas will seize and use to attack Israel, he added. On Wednesday, the IDF released an audio recording of a phone call it says was between the manager of a hospital, the commander of a Hamas battalion, and a citizen in Gaza, in which the Hamas terrorist admits to taking fuel from the hospital. Watch, Hamas caught on phone call admitting to stealing fuel from hospitals. The matter follows President Biden's call for a humanitarian pause in the Israel-Hamas war while speaking to a crowd of supporters in Minneapolis about what motivated him to run for president. After a woman interrupted him by shouting for a ceasefire, Biden said he understood her emotions and emphasized that his call for a pause in the war meant allowing time to get the prisoners out. The White House later clarified that the president's call for a pause meant for humanitarian reasons. The president has faced intensifying pressure from human rights groups, fellow world leaders, and even liberal members of his own Democratic Party, who say that the Israeli bombardment of Gaza is collective punishment and that it is time for a ceasefire, as noted by the Associated Press. The outlet explained. In his comments, Biden was exerting pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to give Palestinians at least a brief reprieve from the relentless military operation that's left thousands dead and mired the 141-square-mile strip in a roiling humanitarian crisis. Israel fights terror. Is Israel's response to Hamas legal and justified? In October, a senior political official in the Palestinian Hamas terror organization told Lebanese television that the group intends to repeat its October 7 terror attack, the worst terrorist attack in the Jewish state's history, until Israel is annihilated. The massacre saw some 2,500 terrorists burst into Israel by land, sea, and air and gunned down participants at an outdoor music festival as others went door-to-door hunting for Jewish men, women, and children in local towns who were then subject to torture, rape, execution, immolation, and kidnapping. The attack resulted in more than 1,200 dead inside the Jewish state, over 5,300 more wounded, and at least 240 hostages of all ages taken. The vast majority of the victims are civilians and include dozens of American citizens. What you need to know: horror of the Hamas terror attack on civilians at Kibbutz Be'eri in Israel. In October, Cruz accused the Biden administration of having funded Hamas's brutal terrorist attack in Israel in a very real and concrete way. He also warned that President Biden has boosted the Iranian threat to both America and the world while calling to cut off all funds the current administration is flowing to Gaza and, instead, stand unequivocally with Israel. Editor's note: this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.